This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Protests after Akron, Ohio police release video of the shooting of a black man by officers. The state attorney general is promising a complete, fair, and expert investigation into the shooting of Jaylen Walker. The AP's Donna Warder.
Akron police say they fired at Jaylen Walker after Walker shot at them, and they thought he was getting ready to shoot again after he got out of his car and fled on foot. Walker sustained more than 60 wounds. Attorney Bob DiCello, the Walker family attorney.
The law requires to use force that is reasonable. 8 officers, or whatever the final number will be. You know, we've heard numbers as high as 95 shells on the ground.
Walker was unarmed when he was shot, but police say a gun was found on the seat of his car. I'm Donna Warder.
FlightAware is reporting more flight cancellations and delays around the world this morning. The AAA says 48 million Americans are traveling for the July 4th holiday, most by car. Gas is $4.80 a gallon this morning. Russia says it's taken the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what's next.
The spokesman of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Alexander Shtupin, says enemy forces are currently focusing their efforts on pushing further into the Donetsk region, intensifying shelling of key Ukrainian strongholds, Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. The Ukrainian military has confirmed its forces have withdrawn from the city of Lysychansk, the last bulwark of Ukrainian resistance in the Luhansk province. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis says he does not plan to retire anytime soon, though he might step down someday, as Pope Benedict did in 2013. He spoke to Reuters. This is AP News. It's the 4th. Are you going to watch the big celebration?
The Independence Day celebration in Washington will be carried live on PBS for the program A Capital 4th. Gloria Gaynor, Keb Moe, Andy Grammer, Yolanda Adams, Rachel Platten, Darren Criss, and Cheetah Rivera are among the celebrities who will appear on the National Mall to mark the nation's birthday and the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Memorial. Singer Mickey Guyton will host. Guyton says it's time to put aside differences and just celebrate.
This is a moment for us to just come together. We've been locked inside for over 2 years, and we're finally being let out.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A letter written by Alexander Hamilton in 1780 and believed stolen decades ago is going back on display in Massachusetts now that it's been recovered at the Commonwealth Museum's annual July 4th exhibit. It details a British threat to Rhode Island. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.